is a WICR information update. I'm Ann Broach. The process of deciding who will be the new pope is getting underway in Rome. Cardinals from all over the world have gathered for pre-conclave discussions. The College of Cardinals begins daily discussions this morning to consider who among them might be the next to lead the Roman Catholic Church. The mission is to have the new pope be in position to preside over the Holy Week ceremonies, beginning with Palm Sunday on March 24th. A Nebraska insurance company is suing disgraced cyclists Lance Armstrong and his cycling team, Tailwind Sports. According to the Omaha World Herald, Acceptance Insurance alleges Armstrong cheated to collect $3 million in performance bonuses from the company, and that he was never entitled to the money because he lied about doping and broke the Tour de France's rules. The suit seeks the repayment of $3 million in addition to legal fees, interest, and reimbursement for economic harm. House Speaker John Boehner says President Obama will get no more tax hikes to deal with the country's debt crisis. The Ohio Republican said on NBC's Meet the Press that Obama got tax increases with the fiscal cliff deal, and that the issue now is spending. Boehner says there are smarter ways to cut spending than with the sequester, which he insisted the president demanded. Boehner didn't completely rule out raising revenue by closing tax loopholes, saying Republicans want tax reform. Mitt Romney's wife believes the country wouldn't be facing mandatory sequester cuts if her husband was president. Mitt and Ann Romney appeared on Fox News Sunday in their first interview since the 2000s. Romney says it kills him not to be president doing what needs to be done. He accused President Obama of campaigning instead of governing as the deadline for the automatic spending cuts approached. The Romneys said they were convinced they would be in the White House right up until the polls closed on Election Day. Mitt Romney admitted his biggest weakness was not effectively taking his message to minority voters, and said it's something future Republican candidates need to do better. This has been a WICR information update. I'm Ann Broach.